Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabosai, today I just wanted to give a short shiur in Yonah Dioma of Shavuos, being Erev Yontif, and basically I'm going to say over from the Sefer Zichron Shmuel of Shmuelke Taubenfeld, and ideas that he developed based on other Svarim. We'll see what he quotes here. In the back, on page 21 and onward, we can basically get the gist of what we're going to be saying. So, the Torah tells us, Svartam Lachem Mimachar Shal Shabbos. On page 1, and again I thank Rav Avram Levitt for helping me with this packet amongst many other packets. Usvartem lochem mimachar sashaz v'yom aviyachem esomer tenufa sheva shabosos tumibos tiyana. So we start counting Sfira from Mochar Sashabbos. Now, our tradition is that means Shabbos means Pesach, and Mochar Sashabbos means the day after Pesach. And from the day after Pesach, we count. That's Mochar Shabbos. However, the Tzidukim said no. Shabbos is Kipshuto, means Sunday. Shabbos means Shabbos, so that means that you always count, Svira always starts on Sunday. And then it ends on Sunday, meaning, and Shavuos will always be Sunday. And this was like a big machloikis between the Chachmei HaMesorah and the Tzidukim. And when it should be. And in fact, if you take a look at the Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara says on page 6, Tana d'shvoa d'lo l'isra d'yishuv b'aytusim omri matzeres achar ha-shabbos. The b'aytusim, those that didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, says that Shavuos is always on Sunday. And they said, Nitbar lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'omar lehem shotim minayin lechem. How do you know this? How do you know that that's the pshat? So you know what they said? There's three lines. Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael haya. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu was a nice guy. He was of Yisrael. So therefore, v'yodeh sha'atzeres yom echad. He knows that the Yontif of Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael is only one day. So it's a one day, Omar v'tikna achar Shabbos. I mean, this is the mocker for, you know, a long weekend. If it's one day, you might as well, you know, be right after Shabbos. So this way you'll have a two-day, holiday. Have a two-day holiday. So, Atzeres Yom Achar Shabbos. And that's what he said. So it makes sense that the Yontif of Shavuos is one day, so it should become always be on a Sunday. So they said back, you know, rhetorically, you know, as a, you know, not as seriously, but as a shtach. He said, really? Moshe Rabbeinu was real or of Israel? You know, it takes 11 days. Achar Asa Yom Mechorev. To come from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael would have taken 11 days. The next page, 7. The Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael, Lama Ichron Bamidbar Arboim Shana. It was an 11-day trip. He schlepped out to be 40 days. It was a shtuck. You know, what do you mean he was over? But that was, so that's our Mesorah. That Machor HaShabbos means Yontif, the day after Yontif, as opposed to the Mesorah of, not Mesorah, but opposed to their incorrect Shita, that it is always Sunday. So the question is that what Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld deals with is like, it seems like, I don't want to use the word trivial, but it seems so, you know, like, what's, there must be something deeper. You know, Sunday, not Sunday, you know, here the Gemara just speaks of it, you know, he was kibbutzing with him, or he said, oh, if it's well, he said, I know, you know, but what's the depth of this machloikis, of whether Shavuah should come out on Sunday or could come out any day? Okay. So, that's one question. And then the Shmuelka Taubenfeld asked the question of the Alshich. Is how come the Torah doesn't speak about Matan Torah in the context of Shavuos? Right? Totally missing. And that became such a fundamental thing. So he says like this. So first, Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld quotes from the Alshich. The Alshich on page 10. He says, "V'irei re'isi sholim ma ze hayosha b'chagat shavuos lo nebar b'torah al shuma." Like Pesach, it says because we went out of Mitzrayim, and Sukkot is because of the Anoni HaKovod. So how come my Shavuos doesn't say, like the other Moedim? In the davening, we always say, "Zman Matan Torah Seinu." So he says like this. He says, the Alshich, let's find it inside. And basically, let me tell you the gist, as Taubenfeld points it out, and then we could see it more inside. And that is, Matan Torah is a very hush of a thing. But you know, it was a very embarrassing day for Klal Yisrael. Because Lamaisa, we got ready for this big day and we accepted it. And then what happened in the end? What happened in the end? We had the Chet HaEgel. We had the Chet HaEgel. So we... And then, as Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld discusses, one could question, should we really be even observing this day for anything? I mean, think about it. This day ended up in failure. This day ended up in failure. That we prepared, we had this great thing, and then in the end, you know, the luchos were broken. It ended up in failure. So one could question the whole observance of this day. So he says like this. Take a look. Okay, take a look on page 10 on the bottom. He says, "Klal hadvarim ki aflogas hagdola she'osu alukim lono b'yom ahu." Page 11. He says, on the fourth line of page 11. Omar who is bar any osa ikar lafarish tamachag Halaz rak al masher tiharti eschem. He says, I'm not going to speak about it. The only thing I'm going to speak about is the Sfira time, because that was your purification. But I'm going to leave out the whole thing about Matan Torah and that, because, you know, Klal Yisrael basically, you know, it wasn't good. It was embarrassing. That's left out. So one could taina that if it's left out, you know, maybe we shouldn't be observing it. So he says, he quotes a Gemara in Brachas, which the Beis Halevi has a beautiful pshat. Let's take a look on page 12. The pasuk in Yeshaya at this. Vatomis yon azvani Hashem v'Hashem shchichani. Hasishkach isha ulu merachem ben bidna. Kam eilis ishakachna. V'anochi lo eshkochech. So the Gemara is going to say, Eile tishkachachna means, I'm going to forget the chet ha'egel. I'm going to give you kapara. V'anochi lo eshkochech. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that was Matan Torah. I'm not going to forget. Meaning, basically, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara on page 14. Hasishkach isha ulam amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu klobeshkach olos elim patri mechomim shekrafte lefane b'midbar. Am I going to get all the karbonos you sent to me in the midbar? Amar lefane b'midbar holav ata ve'ein shikha lefnei kisim kvotecha. Since you don't forget anything, Shema lo tishkach li maisa ha'egel. Maybe you're not going to forget the maisa ha'egel. Amar lam gam eila tishkachachno. I'm going to forget it. Meaning, I'm going to be mechaper. Amar lefan of Ribbono Shalom, hol of yeshchicha lefnei kisei kvodecha, Shema tishkach li maisa sinai. So then, maybe you'll forget. In other words, if you're forgetting the chet ha'egel, maybe you'll forget the whole Kabbalah Satorah. Amar lav Anochi lo ashkochich. But no, the Anochi I'm not going to forget. And the Beis Halevi explains, you see, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do when he broke the Luchos? Basically, he wanted to be Mevatel the Kedushin. I mean, Klal Yisrael was like married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they went with another person. They went with the eagle. So says the Beis Halevi on page 18, the arrow, Zeh be your divrei Gemara. Tachat shivtich lehem gam eile tishkachachna zeh maisa egel, divtich leosi yisulach b'meno oven el gamrei. Hashem says, I'm promising you eventually you're going to do tshuva, the chet ha'egel is going to be eradicated. V'haya kelo haya, yimcho lehem. So they were afraid, if we're going to press a delete button on chet ha'egel, maybe that delete button is going to go on the whole Maimed Har Sinai. Nifchado dilma yeh al yidei hatayin rishon shol shviras luchos mishum shayu oz kipnuyim. So in other words, shviras luchos takes away the kedushin. Now they weren't married anymore. Tashem. Him kein hayivotam lehem zchus Maimed Har Sinai. So then maybe the whole thing is erased. So that's what Hashem says. V'anochi lo eshkochech. Meaning what? Meaning that I'm going to take away the chet ha'egel, but so we're not going to do that. Meaning we're not going to. In other words, the fact that you broke the luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu had kavana that therefore everything should be undone. Hashem says no, you broke the luchos, but the kedushin is still chal, and Maimed Har Sinai is still there. What about Chet HaEgel? So Chet HaEgel, as the Beis Halevi explains, that's going to be eradicated by other tshuva that you're going to do in the future. But we're not going to do it. In other words, the two ways we could have done it. We could have, Moshe Rabbeinu thought the way to do it was just eradicate the whole thing. The whole Bible Har Sinai. The Kedushin's off. The marriage is gone. L'mafreya, it's all gone. Hashem says no. Klal Yisrael was afraid that it was going to be like that. The Anochi lo ashkachech. The Anochi is staying. The marriage is staying. We're still close. The Egel is going to be done away with in a different way. In tshuva in the future, but it's not going to be done away with by just saying that there's no marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that's what it means. That's Pshat the Beis HaLevi says in the Gemara. Where Klal Yisrael thought that that's what's going to happen. Cheta Egel is going to be forgiven because the whole thing is going to be Ke'ilu, it never happened. We're going to undo the marriage, L'mafreya. So they were afraid. So therefore, maybe, therefore, there's no Zuchus anymore for Maimer Har Sinai. V'anochi lo ashkochech. No, that Maimer Har Sinai, you're going to still get credit for. Wow. He says here on page 18, on the fourth line, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know any other Eitza. Latzilim. Below Dezer. The toughest Harabim Yutuv. Zesha Omar. Verasha Ein Amidil Yisrael. Vechiber Nafsho Imam. Vechiber Alichos. Vakarish Baruch Hu Lo Hiskim Bezer. He said, no. I'm not masking. Kidei Shalo Yafsidu Zchus Maim HaSinai. We're not going to take away Zchus Hamar and Sinai. Vavarotzo Lafkim Mehem Kedushus Yisrael. And we're not going to take away Kedushas Yisrael. Meaning you became a Yid at Harimar Har Sinai. You're not going to go back to be a Ben Noach now. That Maimar Har Sinai made you Yidden, you're still Yidden. You made a mistake, you'll deal with it. We're going to deal with the mistake. But we're not going to say, let's just undo the whole thing. Start from scratch. And that's the idea. So there, so says Rav Shmuelke from Taubenfeld, and here you can see, I want you to, you can read the beautiful thing here, starts on page 21, where he says like this. So he says, Maimar HaSinai is not mentioned, because the Al-Sheikh says it'll bring embarrassment for Klal Yisrael. But he says, it is merumas in the Pesukim. Why? What's the Shtei HaLechem? The Shtei HaLechem is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. So it's mentioned. And what's the shlomim? It says that we're going to bring korban shlomim. He says, Svartam lechem, Moshe Rosechem del Lechstein, Shnei Yosef Sol del Lechem, Vikravdam lechem, Shivas Kvasim Tin Neshono, Ufar Echad, he says, so he writes like this, yeah. He says, there's still going to be references in the Torah to Maimar HaSinai. Because, you see, we had something unique. We had the Shtei HaLechem. That was Tosha B'Chsav, Tosha Bal Peh. And then, he says on page 24, V'Zagam Ken Ilan Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. And we have the two Kvasim that were brought with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos with Shlomim. Now he says, like Rav Shechter always says, it's over. He says, we never find Shlomim to be a Korban Tzibur. Shlomim is a Korban Yachid. Only by Shavuos. Why? Because these are the Korban Shlomim that they brought in the end of Parshas Mishpatim with the Matan Torah. Vayalu Olos Vayizbuchu Zvochim Shlomim LaShem Parim. That's part of the observance of Shavuos, is for Yikraftem al HaLechem, that together with the Lechem, we're going to bring, as Rashi says on page 3, we're going to bring Korbanos, we're going to bring Shlomim to remind us of Maimar HaSinai. So says Rav Shmuelke Taubenfeld, we're not eradicating Maimar HaSinai. We're not going to speak about it blatantly because we don't want to bring the embarrassment to Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, Anochi lo eshkochech. That you still, the Maimar HaSinai still meant something. You became a Yid now today. You're not a Ben Noach anymore. And you made, okay, you made a mistake. You did it, you did something wrong. We're gonna deal with that separately. But we're not going to take away your status as a Yid. V'anochi lo eshkochech. Therefore, the Kivsei Atzeres, Shnei Kvasim, the Zevach Shlomim here on page 4, what are those Shnei Kvasim and Eshonu Zevach Shlomim? Why Shlomim? The Tzibur being Shlomim? Never. Because that to remind us in Parshas Mishpatim, they brought the Shlomim at the time of Maimar HaSinai. Wow. And that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating this was a day that we changed our status. Even though afterwards we made mistakes. And you could say, okay, you made mistakes, you're done. You know, people today are a lot of times very midas hadin. All or nothing. Midas hadin. If you send Sadi Spritz with a package, midas hadin. But no, you're a yid, and a yid means you're kaddosh, and you can also make mistakes. That doesn't mean we're throwing out the whole thing. We're not throwing it out. This day was significant because Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah and became yidden, and it's always that. And we don't say, you know, let's not celebrate Shavuos anymore. It ended up as a failure. No, we're still selling Shavuos. We're still remembering that Maimon Har Sinai because it's meaningful. Even though in the end there was Chet HaEgel, there was a Chet which will be dealt with throughout the generations that we still have to do tshuva. But it was still the day that we came, Mekabel the Torah, and we're no longer B'nai Noach, and we became Yidden. And that's Shmuelka Taubenfeld putting this all together with the Alshich and the Beis Halevi. Anochi Ashlo Kochek. Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld was a big gaon in the Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie. And I like to reuse his svarim a lot. So that's the idea of Shavuos. It's Man Matan Torasenu. Even though afterwards there were problems. Please mute. Even though there were problems. It was still Zman Matan Torah Tzeinu. And we still became different people. And we're still Am HaNivchar, and we still have Kedushas Yisrael, and we still make mistakes. And we have to give chizuk to people, that they shouldn't say, oh, I made a mistake, or this, that, so it's all, you know, people have this all or nothing attitude. No, Zman Matan Torah Tzeinu. Change us, and we'll still make mistakes, and we'll have to do tshuva for those mistakes. But realize that this day still has a big significance, and we didn't erase it from the calendar. Oh, so the last point that Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld makes, he says, what's the big discussion whether it's on Sunday or not on Sunday? Is that such a big deal? Is it on Sunday? Not on Sunday? What's the big deal? So Rav Shmuelka Taubenfeld explains, because this is the vort, that Sunday represents the Olam HaTeva. The week begins on Sunday. Pesach, if you count from Sunday, it means it's the Teva. It means that the significance of this holiday is just an agricultural holiday. You know, the Bikurim. And we believe it's a religious holiday. It's not just agriculture. We start counting from Pesach. Pesach is the time we became the Am. You know, we shechted the Pesach. So that is the whole machlokes here. It's not just the question of here. If you want to see it inside, take a look at page 25 at the bottom. 25 at the top first, on the left side. Al pi advar me'ela nuchalavin kamkein lamat zidukim ma yurotim dafka shetayat zeres achar Shabbos u'machar shabbos koi al Shabbos breishes u'ayontav yishon shal Pesach. Tinei im neumar shayontav shavuos hu b'shvil kabolos ha-Torah ki emokom klal l'shitat zidukim. So why should we start from Sunday? If it's kabolos ha-Torah, what does it have to do with Sunday? Avalheim sovru d'kevim sh'ator luzkar klal. They say no, the Torah never mentions the tzidukim, that it's Chag HaShavuos is a Kabbalah HaTorah. And why? And Mitzara Svara, why should we have Kabbalah HaTorah? Because they were Shviras Haluchos. So it's nothing. And Shtei Halechem, nothing to do with Torah, because they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So there can't be to do with Torah. So it must be that the whole thing, V'chol Vex Arum, V'chol Inyan HaChag L'shitosim, Hura Kedei She'is Baruchu HaPeiros. It's an agricultural holiday that we should have good fruits. Peres Elam. But we say no. Einoshach, we say that it's not just an Inyan Tivi. He says on page 26, in other words, the non-Jews, they have holidays for the seasons, for the agriculture. But we say no, that we're counting from Pesach. Because Pesach is this man that Klal Yisrael went on Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. And it's all about Matan Torah. And it's all about Shishi B'Sivan. And it's all about Ruchnius. It's not just agricultural. So therefore, it's counting from Pesach. Because if you count it from the beginning of the week, it's part of the regular system of the week, of the Olam HaTeva. And that's not what Shavuos is. So this Machlokis, it's not just a question, do we start Sunday? You know, it seems a little, it's a fundamental Machlokis about what the nature of the whole holiday is. And even though there could be a agricultural component also, but the Iker is the Zman Matan Torah Seino. We accepted the Torah, we became now Yidden, we're different people. We're no longer B'nai Noach. And that's the idea. And that's what we have to realize. And these are all the different hints, and put it all together beautifully in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel. So Rabosai, I wanted to be, you know, I usually never give her the shir at Erev Shavuos, the special situation, and I want to wish you and all a good yontif, and you should accept the Torah, re-accept, and the Torah should be a Torah's chayim, it should be drachad darchei noam, we should know how to act with one another, it should be a simchadik, it should overflow throughout the year, but realize that this day could have been a day that Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking maybe it should be, let's just start over. No, Hashem says, Anochi lo eshkochek, I'm not forgetting the Anochi, I'm not erasing it. That stays. I'll erase the Chet HaEgel eventually when you do tshuva, but I'm not going to erase Man Matan Toraseinu. So Rabosai, a good yontif to everybody, and it should be as Man Matan Toraseinu, b'simcha abav v'ratzon. And let me wish everyone a personal good yontif. Rav Ezra Hagler, a good yontif. Ilan Sasson, a good yontif. And Max Kirschblum, a good yontif. Rav Matt Lavishlita, a good yontif. Who's this? Ari. Oh. Ari from Florida. A good yontif. Rav Eli Fink, a good yontif. Rav Eric Glosselin Shlita, a good yontif. Rav Sani Spitzer, a good yontif. Rav Daniel Albert, a good yontif. Rav Avram Levitt, a good yontif. Okay, I have to ask you something, Avram, before you leave. Rav Feldman Shlita, Ari Feldman, a good yontif. Rav Max, a good yontif. Ruby Kovri. Ruby, good yontif. I just called you. I have to speak to you soon. I saw you called me back. While I was giving the shir. A good yontif. I'll call you soon on the phone. Okay, Rav Yossi Waxel, a good yontif. Rav Hess, a good yontif. Rav Yilat Sasson, a good yontif. Rav Daniel Albert, a good yontif. Ari, a good yontif. Rav Max Kirschblum, a good yontif. Rav Eric Goldstein, a good yontif. Rav Sani Spitzer, a good yontif. Rav Kovri. Ari Shlita, a good yontif. Avram Levitt. Okay, so we'll be in touch, and we'll continue Bez Hashem Shir on Monday, Bez Hashem, after Yot. What? Yeah, maybe later you'll ask me, okay? Because I'm a... Okay, you want to? Yeah, okay, ask it now. Ask it now. I